ich den Weg auch nicht.
Even I do not know the way.
Weißt ihn wohl.
You know it well.
Das macht die Seele still.
This makes the heart quiet and peaceful.
Ist doch umso.
For it is in vain
dass ich mich sorgen
that I trouble caring,
dass ängstlich
that my heart beats fearfully.
Sei's früh. Du weißt den Weg ja doch.
You know the way.
Du weißt die Zeit.
You know the time.
Dein Plan ist fertig schon.
Your plan is finished
bereit.
And lies here ready.
Ich preise dich,
I praise you
für deiner Liebe,
for your power of love.
Ich rühm die Gnade, die
amazing
mir
grace
gebracht,
which saved me.
Du weißt, woher der Wind,
you know from where the wind is blowing so stormy.
Und du gebietest ihm,
and you command it,
zu spät.
You never come too late.
Drum wart ich still.
Therefore I wait quietly.
Dein Wort ist
thy word is no lie.
Du weißt den Weg,
you know the way for me. This is sufficient.
Du weißt den Weg,
you know the way for me.
And
this is sufficient. I would like to greet all of you very warmly, be it near, be it far, whether in Europe or somewhere on earth. We of course have the opportunity to carry the word of the Lord unto the ends of the earth. And the scripture is being fulfilled. The gospel of the kingdom of God shall be preached unto all nations for a witness. I would like to read a precious word from 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. We live in a very serious time, and all Bible believers know that we now arrived in the end time, of which already the prophet Daniel has spoken when he was told, seal the book until the end time. Many will search in it, and so knowledge shall increase. Then we have especially the three Gospels, Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21, in which our Lord and Savior pointed to the things which would happen before his return on the earth. We don't want to go into details, but one thing we may say: now all people on earth notice it, that nothing is anymore as it used to be and won't be again as it was, but that now also this Bible prophecy is being fulfilled, that famines, earthquakes, wars, catastrophes, pestilences of every kind will take place. And we had to witness it this year in a very special way. That Corona, all the nations, all the continents, it has included. And we all know that what is happening now, this happens worldwide, whether global warming, all the climate change, everything becomes different on earth, and those in responsibility seek for solutions, and it's getting worse and worse. And brothers and sisters, our Lord said it: when you see these things coming to pass, then lift up your heads, for your redemption, your bodily redemption, is drawing near. And we all know what is written in Romans chapter 8. The whole creation is groaning under the circumstances which are now coming up all over. All agriculture, the forestry, everything becomes different, and not better, but worse and worse. And yet we have the assurance that our Lord will complete his work, and that we by grace will stand our ground before him, as we read it. Brothers and sisters, every time it must be said anew that when the Lord fulfills Bible prophecy on earth, then the supernatural takes place. At the beginning of the New Testament, the supernatural took place. The angel Gabriel came to Zacharias, brought him the message that his wife Elizabeth will have a son, whom he shall give the name John. 6 months later, Gabriel came to Mary, to the Virgin Mary, and gave her the promise and said, "You found favor with God." When the Lord fulfills Bible prophecy on earth, then supernatural things take place, and all who found grace in the sight of God, they know it, they expect it, and they may receive it by faith, having part in it. Also at Pentecost, not Peter has established a church. 120 were in the upper room gathered, and behold, there was a rushing of a mighty wind from heaven, and the Holy Spirit came down, as already the prophet Joel had announced. In the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. And Peter could then testify, here it is being fulfilled what God has spoken through the prophet Joel. Always fulfillment of that what God promised. And we said it many times, emphasizing it, that all promises of God are connected with a fulfillment. There's not one single promise which God has made which could remain unfulfilled. This doesn't exist. God is true, and what He said, this happens. The evidence for it we have already in the creation. Whatever the Lord God spoke, it happened. And we are grateful to God with all our hearts that we live in the time in which Bible prophecy is being fulfilled on the people of Israel. As God promised, Jerusalem will be trodden down by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Since 1948, we have the state of Israel. And if we have listened carefully, then now in the Middle East, many things are taking place, namely between Israel and all of the Arabic world. And we all heard it, that the Pope is appointed to it, to play the main role. And we all heard of it, what kind of responsibility was laid upon him, of all what would happen with Israel and with the Arabic world. There must be a mediator, and as we all heard, in the greatest mosque in Abu Dhabi, we find the words, Mary, the mother of Jesus. In the biggest Islamic mosque, Mary, the mother of Jesus. To the Pope, all the ways are prepared. And we all know what is going on now. Even the latest news that the Al-Aqsa Mosque is not in Jerusalem on the Temple Mount at all, but 25 kilometers away from Mecca. We don't want to go here into details, but now it is about that to these three world religions, Judaism, Christianity and Islam, that these three religions, which refer to Abraham, that these are united, and whoever hears the news in our country will most certainly know that in Berlin a building shall be built for 43 million euros, namely on the Petri Square, namely a 3 times including building, one area for the Islam, the other area for the Judaism, and the third for Christendom. And the headline, House of One. House of One. Everywhere, everything is on the way to achieve the peace treaty, to bring the religions together, to bring the politics together. And brothers and sisters, we all notice that we not only arrived in the end time, but at the end of the end time. 1933, Brother Branham had some visions of that, what would take place. One of them was that a car would drive by itself, and he saw how in the car was a table, and some were sitting on that side and the others were sitting on this side, and they were playing cards. And what do we have now? Now people in our country, they can drive into a parking garage, and when they have the barrier behind them, they get out, press a button, and the car parks by itself. And when they return and stand at the mark, at the barrier, they press the buttons, and the car comes to pick them up there. Everything is here. And as the last one, Brother Branham has seen that in the USA, we all know the USA is Protestant, as North America in comparison to South America, which is Catholic. And there Brother Branham saw that a president will be elected, and that a she vice president will be, and that finally she will then become president. If we hear all that, reading, and brothers and sisters, everything is taking its course. However, we will not waste our time with these things. But for us, it is just important to know that God has done supernatural things. There was truly a special day. This was the 11th of June 1933, when the man of God, William Branham, had his first water baptism in the Ohio River. when he was about to baptize the 17th person, something happened. A rushing came down from heaven. The supernatural cloud appeared, visible for thousands. And from this supernatural cloud, the voice addressed to Brother Branham. As John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. We arrived now at the end of the year, and we remember that Brother Branham, after he carried out his commission on the 24th of December 1965, he was called home. Many years have passed, but the Lord God already took care for it, that the divine message of the Holy Word, not an interpretation, not a mixing, not Christian teachings, but the doctrine of Jesus Christ, the doctrine of the apostles, that the original, pure, apostolic proclamation was put anew upon the lampstand. And this has Brother Branham received as a direct divine task to bring the message, which then would be carried into all the world. And I just say it with all my heart. God, by grace, He could use me, firstly, that I was acquainted with the ministry of Brother Branham for 10 years, being in his meetings time and again, experiencing how God could use him in an extraordinary way, especially by the gift of discernment and the gift of healing. So many sick were not healed during the 2000 years, who were healed during the years from 1946 to 1965 in the meetings of Brother Branham, also bodily healing. People who were eaten up by cancer, all kinds of healing took place. I watched it, how people stood up of their stretcher, taking the stretcher into the hands, walking out. I'm an eye and ear witness of that, what God has done in our time. But now to the phase after the passing of Brother Branham. He had seen a vision, namely a huge tent, and he was waiting for that he would have the proclamation in the tent, without knowing that this vision would only be fulfilled after his passing, as the faithful God showed me on the 19th of January 1966 how God took care for it, that a tent was there which had no border, but it was open, a huge tent, open. It had a canopy. I cannot repeat details. It would go too far. But God has taken care for it, that not only a little tent in the USA somewhere would be standing, in which the prophet would then have a ministry for 30 or 40 days, but that God the Lord has shown that worldwide the huge tent which nobody could overlook, and the multitude which was gathered in it. I repeat, the tent went over like this. It was above us, but the ends were not closed. I would almost say one could look into eternity. The multitudes streamed together to hear God's holy word. And then the voice said, "Now your time has come. Speak to the people and say, the coming of the Lord is very near. Bring thou the message to the people." Brothers and sisters, this I have done in the past 55 years with the help of God. Every month was scheduled for missionary journeys, and I'm grateful to the Lord that He has led it in such a way that all the doors were open and all the hearts, so that I could really reach the whole world, establishing the personal contacts. And now, please, think of it, how God has taken care for that old sermons from the 80s, just like the old sermons of Brother Branham from the 60s, can be heard worldwide, that in all the languages, all the believers can be connected, and online they can listen, and the rest of the time which is left to us to redeem it, to hear the precious and holy word. For thus the Lord has said it, and thus Brother Branham, by revelation on the 3rd of December 1962, confirmed it as written in the prophet Amos, that God will send a hunger to hear His words. And the prophet of God said to me in the presence of the two witnesses, Fred Sotman and Banks Wood, the word which God ordained and promised for this time is what is proclaimed through the message. And so, we are grateful to the Lord that he has taken care for everything in the time in which Brother Branham was here, and also afterward. He took care for it. And I say it from the bottom of my heart, before the Almighty God, Brother Branham spoke it out loudly and clearly. People are thanking God for that, what he has done, and are looking for what he will still do, and are bypassing what he is doing right now. And this is a statement about which we should think. That's how it was in the days of our Lord. The scribes could say, "We have Moses and the prophets." They knew what God had done, and they looked for that Elijah shall come before the Messiah would come. And at every Pesach, there was an extra cup for Elijah. When Elijah would come, then the cup is already here for him at the Pesach. That what God has done in the past, and that what would still happen, this they had before their eyes. But that what God was presently doing, they, as the blind leaders of the blind, they bypassed it. And therefore, our Lord had to say that all the scribes who were not baptized by John, they rejected the counsel of God for themselves. The counsel of God was therein to send a prophet to prepare the way and to prepare a people for the Lord. And if we now come to our time, brothers and sisters, I feel sorry for all who stopped at 1965 and who are waiting that the prophet shall finish his ministry. Let me say it here once again very clearly. No prophet has returned. No Moses, no Elijah, no John the Baptist, and no Brother Branham will return. For this there is no promise. In the word of introduction we read that when he shall appear, when he shall appear, this word is precious like gold. Not when the return is proclaimed or announced, but when he shall appear, when the return takes place. And that's what we are all waiting for. We are all waiting that everything takes place, that everything happens. The calling out, the preparation, the separation, the latter rain, the former and latter rain will both fall together. These are promises, and the fulfillment is bound to it. And as certain God promised it, so certain it will take place. And to it, we may repeat what the songwriter has sung. Even I do not know the way, you know it well. You know the time, your plan is finished and lies here ready. Brothers and sisters, we live in the last phase before the return of Jesus Christ. God has sent his servant and prophet, as written in the prophet Malachi in the last verses, that God would send a prophet Elijah before the terrible day of the Lord comes. So, at the end of the day of salvation, at the end of the time of grace, when God will crown his work of grace, when the completion will take place. Therefore, God has taken care for it, that now the calling out from all confusion and aberration, and I have to emphasize it, that in the Church of the Living God does not exist one interpretation. Also, all brothers who teach that the time of grace is over and that the Lamb has left the throne of grace and has taken the book with the seven seals and revealed it and then came down to claim his own. Don't you worry, please. Read Revelation 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Read it once again without own imagination. And then you will notice that the Lamb was not on the throne of grace at all, but before the throne, amidst before the throne, and on the one side, the four living creatures, on the other side, the 24 elders. The mercy seat is in the most holy place, where the Ark of the Covenant is, where the sacrifice was given, where the blood was laid upon the Ark of the Covenant. Oh, I'm asking you, read God's holy word with respect or shut up. This must be said once in anger. And all these false teachers refer to Brother Branham. Everything what Brother Branham has taught, we take back into the Holy Scripture. And we are grateful with all our hearts. The same applies to the seven thunders. Shall I say it once again? At the end of this year, when all brothers, also all ministering brethren, all over the earth will hear for Brother Branham, that with the seven thunders was something special, because this thundering happened when he received the commission on the 28th of February 1963 to return to Jeffersonville to experience the opening of the seven seals. And therefore, it had such a meaning for him. But the seven thunders of Revelation 10 will then happen when the angel of the covenant comes down, visible coming down, putting foot upon land and sea, raising his hand, and swears by him who lives forever that time will be no more. Exactly then, and not today, and not yesterday, but right then, the seven thunders will utter their voices. And as it is written, after the six trumpet judgments took place, then the announcement came, when the seventh angel blows his trumpet, not the seventh church angel, the seventh trumpet angel. That's how it is written in the Word of God. And I do not accept anything else but that what is written in the Bible. Then the seven thunders will utter their voices. And this happens 3.5 years after the rapture. And whoever wants to know the time precisely can read Daniel 12, verse 7. There it is written, when the angel will take the open book and swear, then there one time, two times, and half a time until the end. How could I bring here by Bible teaching to all the Word of God and say, brothers, come back to God, come back to His Word. Now, just coming back again, what we heard in the word of introduction. When He shall appear, there are people who say, the Lord came already as a thief in the night, and we didn't notice it. Hold your head. When the Lord comes, and this can be read, and let me say it, although we are over the time now, let me say it clearly. In 1 Thessalonians, in chapter 4, it is written black on white, so clearly it's written, the Lord Himself will descend. This is, thus saith the Lord. And this the Apostle Paul could say, this we say unto you as the word of the Lord. And then comes the precise description. The Lord Himself will descend with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ, to which the wake-up call will be addressed, rise first, and we who we are alive will be changed, and together we will then be raptured. I say it with a cry from my heart, my God, thy word is so clear, so true, so wonderful. Why are there so many false teachers who refer to your word, to the prophet, but who have no call? Babblers and swindlers are they, deceiving the people of God. No, it remains. When He shall appear, when it really takes place, not when it's announced, not when it is read, not when it is preached, but when He shall appear, when the revelation, when that, what God revealed, when it takes place. And at the return of the Lord, it takes place. The Lord Himself will descend with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God. This did not take place in 1963. Also not in this year. This will take place, and it will just apply and take place as it is written. I have the responsibility before the Almighty God, by the power of a divine commission, to only preach that and to believe that what God has said in His Word. May all be blessed. Let us not look to the circumstances. Let us take to heart what is written in 2 Thessalonians 5, probably, or 1 Thessalonians 5. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Let us thank God also in this situation. For me, it's almost impossible to bear. I was always on the way, always meetings. In this year, since March, no Lord's Supper anymore, no gatherings anymore, nothing is anymore. But as we emphasized, God has taken care for it, that all ministering brethren and all of the people of God all over the earth have received the insight into the plan of salvation of our God. And the last message will accomplish that for what it was sent for. And I say once again, when that what is written, what God promised, what we preach, when it takes place, when it happens, then it is divine reality. Then nobody needs to interpret anymore. And I want that all are part of it when the return of Jesus Christ takes place, that we now experience the inner transformation and then experience the outward transformation by His grace. And we will be like our Lord and Savior is. He came into a body of flesh. He accomplished the redemption so that we, by the power of the divine resurrection, will be in the body as He has it. To Him, our Lord, be the glory. Remain steadfast. God bless you in every situation, in all peoples, tongues, and nations. In Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Alles das, was ich hab,
all what I have,
was mir teuer und
all what is precious to me,
es war nicht mein,
it was not mine anyhow. He has given it to me.
Lass es mich gebrauchen,
let me use it to illuminate my way.
Sei mir gnädig,
be merciful to me.
Mir gnädig,
be merciful to me, O Lord. Pull away the veil before me, so that I can see what you have done for me. Show me where I would be today. Show me that you received me. Remember, we are just people, forgetful and weak. Be merciful to us and watch over us. Nothing good I did. Jesus just received me. I'm not worthy of His love. It was my sin and my guilt which He bore. Yes, He loves me. I cannot understand it. Pull away the veil before me, so that I can see what you have done. Show me where I would be today. Show me that you received me. Remember, we are just people, forgetful and weak. Be merciful to us and watch over us.
Im Aufblick.
looking up to you, I may be confident now, for you revealed your word unto me. Veil me in your spirit and keep me always faithful, for you love me. You love me, my Lord. Pull away the veil before me, that I can see what you have done. Show me where I would be today. Show me that you received me. Remember, we are just people, forgetful and weak. Be merciful to us and watch over us.
Zieh hinweg den Vorhang, dass ich seh, was du getan. Zeig mir, wo ich heute wär, und dass du nahmst mich an. Gedenk, wir sind Menschen, vergesslich und schwach. Sei uns gnädig, halt über uns wach.